Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
In Joshua chapter number 1, let's stand in honor and reverence to the reading of God's word. Joshua chapter number 1, and the Bible said this: Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land that I do give to them, even to the children of Israel, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, unto the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. They shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to thy right hand or to thy left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, Father, I love you. And I pray, God, that you'd help us for a little while tonight as we look into your word again. I pray, God, that you give us understanding from it. God, I pray, Lord, that you give us clarity of thought and clarity of speech. And God, we'll be careful to give you the thanks in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You can be seated tonight. I want to look into this and talk to you a little bit more here out of the book of Joshua tonight. And again, a lot of the things that I'm going to say to you over the next few minutes is familiar as things that I've said before. But I really want to be obedient to the Lord tonight and bring some things back to our remembrance. Amen. I said this morning when we come into the book of Joshua, we note that Moses has died off the scene. Now, just very briefly, let's remember who Moses was. Moses was the man that God used to bring the children of Israel out of Egypt's land, to lead them across the Red Sea by the wilderness of Shur, into Marah and Elam, and that God used to bring them out. Moses had been a warrior for the Lord, if you want to say it that way. And in studying the life of Moses, when you go back and look at it, you'll find out that there was a man that we really didn't hear a whole lot about. You really just get a couple glimpses into his life, but you really don't hear a whole lot about him. But now, in chapter number 1 of the book of Joshua, he steps out on the scene, ready to lead God's people onto the next stage of their life. And I want to say this to you. It's not always that person that's in the limelight that's really getting the job done that God is preparing to take over when somebody else goes off the scene. Joshua was really in the on the back seat, if you want to say it that way. Again, we really don't hear a lot about Joshua, but God was raising Joshua up and mentoring. Moses was mentoring Joshua to follow him here in the book of Joshua. Joshua after Moses dies. And I've said this before, and I say it again. You know, you got a lot of guys that it's quote unquote big time preachers, but I really believe when it comes to the judgment seat, I believe that they're going to take a back seat to some of these old time mountain preachers that's just stayed faithful to God and loved God down through the years. They wasn't known by men much, but they sure was known around the throne of God in their prayer life. And Moses dies off the scene. Joshua steps up on the scene and takes over and begins to lead the nation of Israel. Joshua is going to lead them into Canaan's land. Joshua is going to do what Moses could not do. And Moses was not able to go into Canaan's land. God allowed Moses to see Canaan, but God did not allow Moses to go into Canaan's land because he smote the rock twice. In doing that, he distorted the picture of Calvary because that rock was a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he was to be smitten one time. It's very important to do exactly what God tells you to do, how he tells you to do it. Amen. Moses learned a lesson from that. Moses wasn't able to enter Canaan's land. But now Joshua steps up and he's able to lead the children of Israel into Canaan's land. Joshua has stepped in to a major role in his life now. You got to understand, Joshua just didn't begin leading a few hundred people or a few thousand people or a few hundred thousand people. Joshua steps into a role leading between 2 and 3 million people at this point in his life. In other words, Joshua is fixing to do what man would say that it is impossible to do. Can I say something to you tonight? When it comes to living for God, to living a holy life, a pure life, a separated life, when it comes to living our life in accordance to the Word of God, society says that it's impossible. But I want to say something to you tonight. Nothing is impossible with the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though the world may be going crazy, Brother Brian and I was talking before service tonight, even though the world may be going crazy, and I told him, I said, whenever you get people figured out, please come tell me what the deal is with people. People's going crazy. The society's going crazy. I preached about that last Sunday. But even in a day where the world is worldly, even in a day where it seems that everybody is losing their mind, even in a day where the church is beginning to be persecuted for doing right, I stand before you to say, with God, we can still live for Him. We can still be pure. We can still be separated. We can still be a peculiar people. Be of good cheer and be courageous tonight, because we can with the help of the Lord. We don't have to fall a prey to this world. We don't have to be has-beens down at the church house. We don't have to be failures in the service of God. I want to say this to you. Joshua talks about success right here. And I believe in being successful in the service of God. I believe that we give it our whole heart whenever we do something for God. Amen? Matter of fact, I'm of the opinion you ought to try to be successful in anything that you do. You say, well, preacher, I just sweep the floors where I work. Well, your goal ought to be the chief floor sweeper where you work at, and all the other floor sweepers answer to you. Amen. We ought to strive to be successful in our life. We don't have to sit back and do nothing and be failures. God wants us to be a success. I've never been interested when I went to work somewhere and being on the bottom of the totem pole my whole life. Amen. I wanted to succeed in anything I do. Miss Leslie and I was talking this morning, and as a pastor, you're in a dominant leadership role. And I told her, I said, sometimes I struggle when I'm other places because I am not the dominant leader. And I guess my daddy just raised me that way. Whenever you do something, you do it wholeheartedly, and you climb the ladder and be the CEO if you can of it. Man, go wholeheartedly for it. And Joshua is saying, man, let's do something. Let's be successful in the service of God. Joshua did not go into this by himself, though. Joshua, now I want you to hear me tonight. Joshua didn't have to live this life by himself. Now I know that he's got a lot of other people around him. But I want you to understand that you and I don't have to live the Christian life by ourselves. It's not up to me by myself to live right and do right. A verse that the Lord has so been working in my heart about the past few weeks, and you've heard me say it, is walking in the Spirit to not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walking in the Spirit to not fulfill the lust of the flesh. If we walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. I want you to hear me tonight. You do not have to lose your testimony. Did you hear the preacher tonight? You do not, young people, you do not have to mess your life up. You do not have to go down the wrong road. God has given us a helper in this thing. When Joshua entered into this role, and I've given you some of this before, but let me give it to you real quick tonight and we'll go eat. Number one, when Joshua entered into this role, he entered into it with the protection of the Lord. He entered into it with the protection of the Lord. Look in verse number 5. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so will I be with thee. I will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Let me read you another verse in chapter number 10. Listen to what he said in chapter number 10. He said this in chapter number 10, verse number 8. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear them not, for I have delivered them into thine hand. There shall not any man of them stand before thee. You said, preacher, what are you saying? I'm saying this. Joshua was able to enter into this with the very protection of the Lord. Listen to what the Bible said in Job chapter number 1, verse number 10. Hast not thou made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of thine hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Let me read you another verse, Psalms 34, verse number 7. The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. That in Job chapter number 1, the devil and God is having a conversation. And God says to the devil, hath not thou considered my servant Job? And you know what the devil said about Job? The devil said this about Job. God, have you not put a hedge about Job? Like, you see, the day I got saved by the grace of God, God put a hedge about my life, and God put a hedge about your life. And as we live this life, even though the world may raise up against us, even though the devil may rise against us, we have the protecting hand of God that is upon our life. Boy, we can look back through the years and see the protecting hand of God when we was in this situation or in that situation. I'm sure several that's in here tonight that's involved in emergency services. Man, you've been in places and you didn't know if you was coming out, but there was the protecting hand of God. I'll never forget January January of 2016, when we got caught in that flashover, I really didn't think that I was going to live to see another day. But when we got outside, Brian Lowe looked at me and he said, "That fourth man is still walking around in the fire." Here's what I'm saying. As we live our life, there is a God that protects us along the way. The protecting hand of God. The protecting hand of God. He said, "Joshua, man, yeah, you got a big task that's ahead of you. But understand, you've got my protection. You've got my protection as you enter into this." Can I say it this way? Maybe there's some that today, man, you put it as a mile marker in your life. And by the help of God, you're going forward with Him from the message this morning. Understand, you've got the protection of God. Not only did Joshua enter into this new task with the protection of the Lord, but watch this, he entered into this new task. Watch this, with the presence of the Lord. He said this in verse number 5, "As I was with Moses, I will be with thee." He said, "As I was with Moses, I will be with thee." Listen to what he said in chapter 3, verse 7. "And the Lord said unto Joshua, this day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of Israel, that they may know, as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee." You know what he's saying to him? Here's what he's saying to him. "I'm going to take care of you. As I was with Moses, I will be with thee." Listen to what the Bible said in Deuteronomy chapter number 31, verse 23. "And he gave Joshua the son of Nun a charge and said, be strong and of good courage, for thou shalt bring the children of Israel into the land which I swear unto them, and I will be with thee." What did he say in Hebrews chapter number 13, verse number 5? He said this. He said that he would never leave us nor forsake us. What did he say in Titus chapter number 1 and verse number 2? He said, "In the hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie." Hey, God that cannot lie. He said, "If I was with Moses, I will be with thee." He said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." He said, "For I am the Lord thy God, and I change not." If God was with Moses, and God was with Joshua, and God was with Daniel in the den of lions, and God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and if God was with Paul and Silas in the midnight hour when they sung praises to God, hear me and hear me well tonight. God is with us. If he was with my grandpa and he was with my daddy, I sure am glad to report to you tonight. I've got a God that's with me tonight. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. Anywhere I go, he'll be. Thank God for the presence of a holy God tonight. Oh, yes, the presence of the Lord. As you enter into life and as you enter into the troubles that we face, may we remember there is the presence of God. Oh, yeah. What did he say in Romans chapter number 8? He said, "If God be for you, if God be for you, who can be against you?" That word "if" means sent. And he's saying this, since God is for you, they can't nobody be against you. My daddy said, "You and God is a majority anytime, any place, against any number." Oh, yes, he's with us. I thought about this. Olivia, she's a redneck. And She was watching the Texas Ranger today. And boy, he got in a bad shape, Brother Robert. He went in prison undercover, and they're about to kill him and that other fella with him. And all of a sudden, right at the right time, here they come. They rescued them out of there and took care of them, Brother Heath. You know what? When they come out, them old boys was beat up a little bit. They got in a fight in there. And if you ever notice that the old Walker, he can round kick somebody, and he does it four times. Have y'all ever noticed that? That kick will happen four times, man. I spin like that one time, and praise God, it's like I've been in a mason jar. It's got clear liquid in it. But anyway, he can spin four, and he kicks every time, hits them in the same place every time. They never fall the first time. It's a whoo, 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 and then they go down. Them boys come out, they was beat up a little bit, they was bruised a little bit, but you know what? Just right on time, they got in there and took care of them. I want you to hear me tonight. You may not have used Walker in your message, but I'm the one preaching. Every once in a while, it seems like we're going down for the last time. I feel like preaching a little bit. Every once in a while, it may seem that somebody's hit us, and the devil's been boxing on us, and the devil's been kicking on us. But I sure am glad I've read the back of the book, and we win. I'm glad every time. Right on time. God shows up and takes care of us. He entered into this new journey with the protection of the Lord, with the presence of the Lord. Number three, he entered into this new journey with the proclamation of the Lord. Look what he said in verse number 6. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto you their fathers to give them. Only, look what he says, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to thy right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. He entered into this thing with a proclamation from the Lord. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. You ever get tired? I'm not talking about a physical tired. Spiritually, you ever get tired? You ever feel like, man, I just can't go on anymore? Listen to this proclamation from the Lord. Be strong and of good courage. What did he say? Turn not from it to thy right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. What did he say not to turn from thy right hand or to the left from? Look back in the context. That thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Can I put that in New Testament dispensation? And I put that in the grace dispensation that we're living in? He's saying this. Don't you back down from the Word of God. Don't you go to the left. Don't you go to the right. He's saying this, stay with the book and God will take care of you. Stay with it, man. Stay with it. He said, man, be strong. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and very courageous. Boy, I don't want to make nobody mad, nor not, because you're sitting here tonight, okay? So you ought to say amen to me. You know, it takes about this much to get people out of church today. It takes about that much, Miss Shannon, to get people out of church today. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, Tanya come off that piano today, and she didn't even turn and look at me. I got one better than that. She didn't come out and shake my hand this morning and tell me she enjoyed the message, but I'm back tonight. I got one better than that. I can't tell you the last time Josh walked out the back door and shook my hand, but I'm here tonight. I ain't bitter about it, but I'm pretty upset. I'm just being real. I'm being real. I can't tell you. Look, I didn't come up in here for Josh to come shake my hand. I come up in here because the Bible told me to come up in here.
and forsake not the assembly of myself together with believers. That's the reason I'm here tonight. I'm here to hear from the Lord tonight. You say, you're here to preach? No, I'm here to hear from the Lord. And I'm glad he's talking to me. Listen to me. The proclamation was this. Stay with it, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. I said it this morning. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. There was the proclamation. Then I'll give you this and I'm done. There's the precepts of the Lord. Look what he said in verse number 8. He said this. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. There's the precepts of the Lord. The precepts of what is it? It's this book. I've already said it, but I'm going to say it again. It's this book tonight. It's staying true to this book. I said this the other night, preaching. You're having trouble going to sleep? Turn the Bible on. Listen to the Word of God. Don't turn the music on. Now, I go to sleep listening to music every night, 99.99% of the time, unless my mind's just running 100 miles an hour and I can't get it calmed down. But normally when I do finally do lay down, I'm usually gone in about, well, I tell that thing over there on the dresser to play classical music for 15 minutes, and usually I hear about the third beat of the first song. I'm gone. I don't stay asleep all the time, Brother Brian. Usually about 1 o'clock, I'm back awake again. But I'm going to tell you something. When you're having trouble going to sleep, listen to the Word of God. When the devil's battling against you, listen to the Word of God. Man, put the Bible on your phone. 99% of radios, they Bluetooth to our phone now going up the road. Listen to the Word of God. Listen to, hey, when you're dating, let me tell you what you're like. Listen to the Word of God. Yeah, man. The precepts of the Lord. But now note this, number 5, and I'm done. There's the promise from the Lord. There's the promise from the Lord. What is it? Here it is again in verse number 8. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. When? When does success come? When we meditate on the Word of God. When we stay true to the Bible. Come start playing soft if you will. This book of the law, it's our precept. Shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. It's not just that we meditate on it, that we do it. We was talking about something a while ago, and I'm not gonna say what it was. Me and Brother Rodney and Brother Aaron wasn't. It's not because it was bad. It's just because I don't know who's watching our live feed. And Brother Rodney said this. He said, "I don't think they have that class there. And if they do, none of them listen to it." And we kind of laughed about it and went on. I'm gonna tell you something. It's not just that we read the Word of God. It's not just that we meditate on the Word of God, but thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written in it. If you're the promise of God for you to be successful in your spiritual walk with God, it's just not that you read the Bible. It's just not that you meditate on the Bible. It's that you do what the Bible says do. Are you with me right there? You can read the instructions and throw them to the side and try to put your child's toy together. Are you with me? But you're probably going to fail. You're probably going to have to go back and you're going to have to read it again and do exactly as it says. Matter of fact, when I put our bed together at the house, Brother Mark, Miss Leslie probably don't know this, but there's one part on the bottom of it, Brother Brian, that's backwards. But the only way I can fix it is to take that bed all back apart again. And you know what? It's on her side. And I don't pay no attention to it. I don't let my OCD eyes look upon it. Because you know what I would do before I went to sleep tonight, Brother Ted? I'd take that bed all back apart. You know what I thought I could do? I thought I could put it all together. I glanced at the instructions and started on it. Are you with me tonight? In our life, we may glance at the instructions and wonder why we're not being successful in the service of God and in our spiritual walk with God. It's because we're not doing all. Let me read it to you. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all. You know what that word all means in the Hebrew? All. You know what that word all means in the Greek? All. You know what that word all means in Spanish? All. You know what it means in French? All. All means all. So that we do all that is written therein. All of it. That's not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together with believers. That's when, I'm going to preach this way a minute. That's when we get there, we tithe a tenth of our income to Him because He commanded us to do that. That's that we pray. He said we do it all. He said we do it all. We do it all. And the promise is this, when we do that, then our spiritual life will be successful. Our spiritual walk with God, that don't mean that you're going to drive a brand new Cadillac. It's not, if you got a brand new one, praise God. But that's not what that means. That means our spiritual walk. That means our spiritual life will be successful. Life is hard. Did y'all know that? I've not got it figured out yet. I've been trying to figure out life, Brother Zeb, for 43 years. And right when I think I got it figured out, Brother Aaron, something else goes haywire. It's hard. It's hard sometimes living for the Lord. Now, I'm right now dumb, but just stay with me. But you know what He promised me? That if I would do what He said right there, in the book of Joshua, that He would make my spiritual life prosperous, that it would be a success. A year from now, you don't have to be sitting at home on a Sunday night. A year from now, you don't have to have your Bible thrown up on the shelf and not have read it in 6 months. 2 years from now, you don't have to not be faithful to the house of God. May we, and maybe this is just the emphasis that God ended up wanting us to have today. May we be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He promised us success if we do what He said.